From the farm in the field to your house and your table, Ag Matters in Southern Wisconsin. This program is presented in cooperation with the Ag Business Council of Rock County to help us all discover the many reasons why ag matters. And brought to you in part by the Bank of New Glarus in Belleville, Broadhead, Judah, Monroe, and New Glarus. At the Bank of New Glarus, ag matters. And now, here's your host, Jim Raymond.
Well, good morning, Southern Wisconsin. It's a great day out there in Southern Wisconsin. I want to welcome you to our radio program, Ag Matters. This is Jim Raymond from the Rock County Ag Business Council, and we're here today to talk about my favorite subject in the world of agriculture. Because from food to fiber, from what you eat to what you wear, ag matters. Now, today's program is sponsored by the Rock County Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau is a real grassroots organization. Farmers meet, discuss, vote on resolutions that are moved up through the organization, just like a grassroots organization should be. Farm Bureau is the largest farm organization in the United States, and they provide leadership to all of the ag industry. They know just as I do that ag matters. My guest today is Sandy Larson from Larson Acres Dairy Farm over near Evansville. Sandy and the Larson family have been one of the largest and most modern dairy farms in southern Wisconsin. And she's going to tell us all about that. But more importantly, Sandy is to be inducted into the Rock County Agriculture Hall of Fame on this coming Friday, March 15th. Welcome to the show, Sandy.
Good morning.
Oh, it's good to see you. We're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about cows and dairy.
Again.
That's right in your world, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah. Well, before we get to the show, we speak with Sandy. We've reached that part of the program we call Ask a Farmer. Now, today's question is, what is a good chapter book to read to your children and grandchildren? Well, you might be saying, what does the choice of books to read to grandchildren have to do with Ag Matters? Well, I personally am involved in both grandchildren and the world of agriculture, and I do have an opinion on this very relevant topic. First of all, I love reading. I love reading to children. Every week, I read to children at our local elementary school, not for a long time, 15, 20 minutes in a class. But my go-to books are the Little House on the Prairie series written by Laura Ingalls Wilder. The underlying story is the settlement of the Midwest and the Great Plains during the 1870s. It covers important issues like the building of the railroad to the West and important legislation like the Homestead Act in 1862 that allowed people to lay claim to 160 acres of farmland by just living there and farming the land for five consecutive years. It's a great history lesson on agriculture in the West that every child should hear, and it's written from the point of view of a child, Laura Ingalls, when she was of grade school age. We don't read enough to our kids. Kids love to hear a good story, and by digging out a chapter book like the Little House on the Prairie series, they learn history as well as the fact that someone close enough to them cares enough to take some personal time to read a good story. These books are a good place to start. Remember, today's show is sponsored by Rock County Farm Bureau, largest farm organization in the United States. They represent farmers from all over the country, a real grassroots organization, and they believe, just as I do, that ag matters.
Ag Matters will return after this.
Make your tax refund check last for years with Carpet Mart's Tax Refund Flooring Sale. Save on carpet, vinyl, hardwood, and ceramic tile. Save up to 70% on roll ends and remnants in the warehouse clearance event on now. If today is your day for new flooring, visit Carpet Mart, family owned and operated.
Carpet Mart, Milton Avenue, Chainsville, locally owned and operated for over 50 years. Quality flooring backed by service you can stand on.
Earn more for your money with the premier checking account at the Bank of New Glarus, offering one of the best deals around. 4.00% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000. And if you're an existing Bank of New Glarus customer, see a personal banker today to convert your checking account to a premier checking account and start earning 4.00% APY on balances up to $25,000. The Bank of New Glarus, powering growth in our community. Minimum balance to open account is one penny. See a personal banker for details. Member FDIC.
This portion of Ag Matters is brought to you in part by the Bank of New Glarus. In Belleville, Broadhead, Judah, Monroe, and New Glarus. At the Bank of New Glarus, Ag Matters.
Well, this is Jim Raymond. Welcome back to our show, Ag Matters. My guest today is Sandy Larson from Larson Acres Dairy Farm over by Evansville. Larson Acres has been there all my lifetime. I know that. But Sandy, I don't know, give us a little thumbnail of your background. You've been on this show before. People know you, but bring us up to date.
Okay, so I went to the UW-Madison and got a degree in dairy science.
Of course.
I worked off the farm for a few years and then started my family and came back to Larson Acres. My grandma and grandpa bought the site in 1957, but I'm fifth generation. We've been in the area over 100 years.
Your grandma and grandpa were Don and Virginia.
Don and Virginia.
Yeah. Very successful farm over in that Evansville area. And you became a large dairy, and I always said it was best when we could get the best of the best to do that, and Larson Acres fit that just very, very well.
Well, we grew because the family grew, right? Mm-hmm. So we wanted to farm together, and that was something was important to us.
Sure. So when Don and Virginia farmed it, but it was pretty much a dairy farm with a traditional Wisconsin dairy barn, and then when the expansion came, because down in Virginia probably milked maybe 100 cows.
155.
Okay, well, yep. 155 in a stanchion barn.
Tie-style barn,
that's
right?
That's a big barn. And then the time came to when Wisconsin was finally catching up to California, so to speak. Mm-hmm, they they had all these large dairies. And so in the late, 1990s? When did you guys go through the construction?
You're exactly right. 1998 was our first expansion. Okay. We went to 1,200 cows.
Oh, boy. 1,200 cows. That was huge back then, but it's bigger now.
It is. We expanded again in 2010. So we currently have 2,800 cows.
That you milk?
Milk, yep.
Okay.
But total head on the farm is about 5,500.
Oh, boy. And a lot of times people lose track of that. They say, well, how many cows are you milking? And you say, what did you say?
2,800.
2,800. And they think, wow, that's really a lot of cows. That's half the story because there's all the young stock that comes along with that. Constant, you have to have a constant replacement of heifers coming in.
We sure do.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do that quick thumbnail on cattle because heifers haven't had a calf yet. And they're usually 2 years old or thereabouts when they have that first calf, and that's when they start to produce milk.
Correct.
Yeah. And so you got all these young stock, we call it, that are less than 2 years old, that make up half the herd or half the numbers on the farm. There you are. So keep going. I kind of interrupted you on that, but tell us a little bit more about the farm.
So Larson Acres has 75 employees. That we work with every day. Oh, and it's great. I mean, they're the ones taking care of the calves, the heifers. We have a maternity crew. We have milkers. We have a crop crew, and just different teams.
And it's kind of 24/7. Is that right?
It is.
Every cow has to be milked every day. Three times a day. They do that because as you get into higher production, you got to kind of unload the cows a little more often. It used to be that farmers milk twice a day, but now it's pretty standard. Large dairies milking three times a day. And so you have people that are there around the clock.
We do. And they're all staffed, for, 8 hours or 10 hours and scheduled for a specific area.
Mm-hmm. And tell us some of those specific areas, because with a business that size, you got to kind of run it like a business, I assume. There's somebody in charge, and then there's middle management and people that do the work.
That's exactly what I call them, middle managers. It's the M&M team.
Okay.
And so they're the managers of the different departments and, days and nights. And so they all meet once a month. And they can talk about things amongst their departments and figure out things that they need to have addressed. Or if there's things that the management wants to get out to the rest of the employees, we've got an avenue to reach all the employees through their managers.
How many middle management people are there in an operation like this?
Oh, there might be about 10.
Oh, boy. And just as an example, would somebody say, I'm in charge of the feed or I'm in charge of the manure?
Exactly.
That'd be something to be in charge
of. Exactly. Feed manager, calf manager, heifer manager, sand managers. Yep, exactly.
So it is that. It's broken down by the specific area of the
work.
Dairy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised by that. And my guess is if somebody's taking care of calves, they're a specialist. They know calves. They know how to feed calves. They know when a calf is sick.
They're very caring people.
Yeah,
yes. And observant people.
Yep. No, that would be right. And that's got to make it, I don't know, make it a smaller organization by doing that than from your role, which maybe you could describe. What's your role in all of this?
So my title is General Manager of Larson Acres.
Oh, boy. You got the big, you're the big cheese.
So
okay.
I get to work with everybody, and I love that part of it. And just making sure that all the teams have what they need to be successful and meet goals, and that's pretty important.
Now, Ed is your dad, is that right?
Yep, Ed and Barb, my parents.
Oh, boy, got to be very proud. You're in charge. Okay, you're in charge. Now, how do you communicate with that many people? Do you have weekly meetings? What do you do?
We do. So the management, which is the ownership of the farm, meets on Tuesday mornings. Mm-hmm. And operations teams meet every Wednesday at 11. So those are standing meetings. If you're busy or something's come up and you can't come, that's okay. Mm-hmm. The rest of us will still meet, and we have minutes. We send those out, and so everybody knows what was discussed.
Run like a business.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's really good. Now, a lot of dairies buy their own feed. You know, they buy it from neighbors or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think Larson Acres, do you raise it all?
Just about. We need to buy a little bit of dry corn to cover the rest of our needs. But, yeah, we raise corn for corn silage, of course, high-moisture corn, dry corn, soybeans, alfalfa, and grass.
Oh,
on about 5,500 acres, we own half and rent half from neighbors.
Wow. Has it always been that since you grew this to 24 or 2,800 cows? Have you always been able to feed all of the cattle?
We have, yes.
All good.
Yes.
All right. People ever come to your farm, and they do, we'll get to that later, but you have hosted the dairy breakfast how many times?
Three times.
Three times. You're a trooper. That's good for you. Really,
it's,
really
oh,
good
it's such
for you.
A fun day.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about that in the second half of the show.
Okay.
But the people that come out to your farm, I think, are in awe of the size of the bunker silos that you have. They are huge. You're feeding 2,800 cows plus young stock. You got to have a pile of feed in order to make that all work.
Yeah, and if you don't know what that is, they'll be like, "Why are there tires? And what is that? What is that pile of white?" And it's just plastic. They just don't know what it is.
Yep.
Until
Oh, people are used to seeing, big old silos standing up straight, and farmers put silage into it. Almost all of those silos are empty now. Honestly, I mean, I have a couple of them on my farm, and they're empty. Mm-hmm. Now, on larger farms like yours, bunk silos make all sorts of sense. No mechanical stuff to get it in and out. You're just piling it in a pile. So you put it in there. You've chopped up the corn and made silage and made it into small stuff, and you put it in the silage, into that pile. But then you drive your tractors over it. Is that right?
We sure do.
Oh, boy.
We got to pack it.
Yeah, and you're up on top of this huge pile.
Very I am
carefully.
Not. That's not a job
okay.
I'm going to sign
All right.
up for.
Well, you're the manager. But at any rate, people drive up on top of it and pack that down. They got to get the air out of it in some way, shape, or form. And then you put plastic over the top. And that's what's in there.
That's what's in there. And that's in our feeding center area. So you have it all real close together to mix up those ingredients and for the ration for the cows. It's just real convenient.
Yeah. And so now we got the cows fed, and somebody's got to milk them. What's your system? What do you have? That's a lot of cows, and I don't know, how long does it take to milk them? How many milkers are there?
Sure. So we have two parlors on one site. So we have a double 22 bomatic parlor.
Now, a double 22 means there's 22 stalls
on each side.
So at one time, you're milking 22 cows.
Well, 44.
44, but you're milking 22, and don't you switch?
They're prepping the other
prepping
side.
Prepping the other
yes.
side, and then
yep.
that side. So it's kind of a back and forth.
Yes, yep. And the other one's a double 20.
And, okay, so then you've got 20 plus 22. That's 42 cows at one time. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take to milk a cow?
So we can milk all the cows in 8 hours.
8 hours.
One time. And then we start again.
Well, that makes sense. You're milking them three times.
Mm-hmm.
8 times 3 is 24 hours.
Yep.
It's 24 hours a day, and you're milking cows all that time.
Right.
That's the perfect efficiency.
It is efficient.
Because when I used to work at the bank, that was part of the pieces that were there. If you got a lot of downtime, you know, if you only have a herd of 300 or something like that, it's just hard because you know, there were times when the milking operation isn't milking. You know, you aren't getting all the money's worth out of it.
Yeah, you have to size it right for your herd.
Another piece I want to just quickly talk about, because people always worry about the milk being clean and safe and all that other kind of stuff. When I was a kid, personally, in the 1950s, I'm older than you are by a lot, okay? But in the 1950s, I can remember, we cooled our milk in cans originally and cooled it by running cool water on it. Now, that water came out of the ground at 50 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't long before that tank was 70 degrees, and that's how cool we could get the milk. What do you do now?
So we have a chiller that uses that well water, gets it down to the 50 degrees, and then it goes through the second phase of the chiller. It gets it down to about 38 degrees.
Yeah, how long does it take before? From the time that milk leaves the cow, from the time you milk it until that is 38 degrees.
It is cold and wholesome and going right on the tanker within a few minutes.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. It makes the best cheese that way.
Yeah. And you sell to who?
To Grande.
Of course you do. Grande
pizza cheese. Pizza cheese.
Yeah. All that mozzarella cheese that's out there. Ah, good
best
for
stuff.
You. Well, we're going to be taking a little break right now, but my guest today is Sandy Larson from Larson Acres Dairy Farm over near Evansville. Remember, today's sponsor for Ag Matters, Rock County Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau, largest farm organization in the United States, great advocate for agriculture, and they know just as I do that Ag Matters.
More Ag Matters coming your way in a moment.
Are you ready to take your finances to the next level? Open a premier checking account at the Bank of New Glarus and watch your interest bloom. Featuring a 4.00% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000, you can make your money work harder for you. Then earn 0.05% APY on balances over $25,000, all the while still having instant access to your money. The Bank of New Glarus in Belleville, Broadhead, Judah, Monroe, and New Glarus. Powering growth in our community. Minimum balance to open account is one penny. See a personal banker for details. Member FDIC.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ag Matters is brought to you in part by the Bank of New Glarus. In Belleville, Broadhead, Judah, Monroe, and New Glarus. At the Bank of New Glarus, Ag Matters.
Well, this is Jim Raymond. Welcome back to our show, Ag Matters. My guest today is Sandy Larson, and we're talking about the dairy industry a little bit, and we're talking about Larson Acres Dairy Farm. But before we leave today, we got to talk about the Ag Business Council Hall of Fame. And Sandy, they're putting you in the Hall of Fame. You're going to be inducted into the Rock County Ag Business Council Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
It is. It's the best, isn't it?
Well, I know, but I didn't think I'd get
recognized
it now.
Recognized by your peer. I know. You look like you're 16. But good for you. You have been a mainstay in the dairy industry here in Rock County, and I applaud you for that. I mean, let's just start with the fact that you guys have hosted the Dairy Breakfast 3 times. Now, that's a commitment. That's a commitment to the industry. Thank you.
You're welcome.
There we are. And then, let's talk a little bit about your life in the dairy industry. Obviously, you got a dairy science major, you said, from UW, and you took it back to the farm. And you've been involved in a few things. You've made things happen. Ag ambassador. Start with that one, huh?
Okay, sure.
That's you.
Yeah. I really thought it would be a very good thing for Rock County. There's so much to see and learn about here. And I'd seen it done in some other nearby counties.
I remember in the meeting when you came back from Fond du Lac, maybe,
yes,
or something
exactly.
like that.
Yep.
And said, we got to do this. This is going to be, and we're sitting there saying, well, that means we'd have an employee. No, you know, that's exactly what happened, huh?
Yeah, we did. And it's just been so much fun to watch the program grow, yeah. and the ambassadors we've had are just amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
To me, there's a lot of nice things the Ag Business Council does. This is the nicest thing they do, the Ag Ambassador.
The best part was bringing all the groups in Rock County together that wanted to support the program.
Farm Bureau, you know, a lot of
them. Beef producers, pork producers, all of them.
Well, and initially, they had to put up some significant front money up front. Mm-hmm. Now, since that time, the Ag Ambassadors have been pretty good about raising their own funds.
They have.
Kind of pay for themselves.
They
but
do.
Initially, some of those guys, they had to be heavy hitters up front. DeLongs, you know.
Yeah, they had to believe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, they did. And they did believe. And I think it had a lot to do with your sales pitch, honestly. So at any rate, Ag Ambassador, you're not the Ag Ambassador. I don't want people to have that impression. But your idea, the idea came from you originally, and I want to thank you for that. It's very nice.
Thank you.
What's some other things you've been into?
So Magnolia 4-H.
Oh, boy.
A 30-year, you know, leader, foods leader, dairy leader.
Dairy leader, not surprised by that.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Rock County Holstein Breeders on the board there and active with the kids in that. Dairy Promotion, you know, was president and coordinator of the Dairy Breakfast for a number of years.
So you not only hosted it yourself, you ran the breakfast maybe when you were out on other farms?
I did, yeah. Coordinated that. It's a lot of fun. Takes a lot of time.
Well, it does. You know, 5,000 people and the governor shows up. You
right.
Know? You know, so you can't screw it up. You
right.
know, somebody's going to notice.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's really right, and we got more on your list there, but it is the best when we have local leadership, like in an industry like this. It's very, very important. I remember off the air you talked about Farmers on the Rock. Let's talk just a little bit about that, because you're not even on the Rock River, but it's the it's the group, it's the intent.
These farmer-led sustainability groups are important.
And sustainability for land
for
in
land.
That watershed. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah. So there's three, actually, that we participate, you know, in southern Wisconsin, and they're important. I mean, that's a story that's going to be told for a number of years, is sustainability on farms.
Sure. Yeah, I think we have three, at least there's the Sugar River one.
Correct.
There's the Yahara Pride, and then there's the Farmers on the Rock here locally.
Yes.
And they've been on my show before, and a lot of people probably have got a taste for what it is. But that's important. You know, and I'm so glad to see the farming community, real farmers, real production people like you, stepping up and saying, you know, we need to provide the leadership on this. We can't have some government agency that says, oh, we got to go down there and write regulations. Let's get out in front of this and make sure that we do it right so that we aren't embarrassing ourselves.
Well, there's that too, but there's also we get to learn from each other.
There
like,
you
hey,
are.
I
mm-hmm.
tried this, or hey, I want to do this. Has anybody done that? So there's that networking is huge.
Yeah. Well, Hall of Fame, you get your picture out at Farm and Fleet. but it's a nice honor, and there is a nice banquet on Friday the 15th. This one here is going to be out at Ken Lutie's place.
Right, first time.
Yeah, this is the first time we've been there. But Ken built a brand new place, maybe just for this reason. But we're going to be meeting out there, have a nice dinner. We get to say nice things about you and some of the other recipients. Leo and Eric Johnson from Johnson Tractor are also being recognized this year. And Pete Lutie. Now that would be, now Pete's not with us anymore, but that's what we call an ag pioneer. And Ken Lutie is his son. So you're going in with a really good group of people, aren't you?
I hope I fit in.
Oh, you will. Yeah. No, we're really fortunate here in Rock County to have those kinds of, people that are involved in the industry. It's great leadership and good for you.
Yeah, we all have the right. You know, we have a heart for dairying or farming, right? And we love our roots in Rock County. And so that's a lot of the same
sure.
with all the groups.
Well, we got a minute to go here.
Okay.
Dairy industry, milk prices are just kind of...
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
You came on my show a year or two ago.
Probably.
I thought you were going to cry. I felt uncomfortable at the time. It was tough.
It's hard.
It was very tough. One of the issues with dairy now is that when prices are low, they tend to stay low for a long period of time, and you just got to live through that.
Mm-hmm.
And you live through it, and you hope, you know, because farmers are price takers. You don't have much control over that.
That's right.
And right now, prices are just kind of okay.
Right.
And hopefully things are cash flowing, but it's got to force you to sharpen your pencil to make it work right now.
We do, and we have to budget, and we have to, you know, analyze everything we do to make smart decisions.
All right, smart decisions. We'll leave it on that. Well, there you have it, folks. We want to thank Sandy Larson for coming in today. Give us an update on the dairy industry and an opportunity to say congratulations to her for her upcoming induction into the Rock County Agricultural Hall of Fame. We have a lot of great programs coming up on Ag Matters. Next week, my good friend Jim Massey is coming in. Jim's the former editor of Country Today, and we're going to be talking about the dairy industry in Ireland. Jim's putting together a trip there. We're going to go and visit some farms. After that, Dylan Vaca from the DeLong Company is coming in to join us. DeLong's large area grain dealer. We're going to be talking about a new program they've called Grown Climate Smart. It's another effort by farmers and dealers taking the initiative to make agriculture more and more sustainable. Remember, today's sponsor for Ag Matters, Rock County Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau is the largest farm organization in the United States. Good advocate for agriculture. They know just as I do that Ag Matters.
For more Ag Matters, join us again next week at this same time or visit our website to listen to current and past podcast episodes on demand. Remember, from the food you eat to the car you drive, Ag Matters.